Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I am Melody Cedarstrom, and I'm pleased to have Pastor Butch Paul as co-host today. And we're going to bring you our opinions and commentary on political and economic issues of today. And it is July 16th, 2019. Good afternoon, Butch.
Good afternoon, Melody. How are you?
I'm doing just peachy. Thank you very much for asking.
Well, you're welcome. I am too. I'm sitting there drinking a nice cold glass of iced tea and talking with one of my favorite ladies in the world, so I'm doing okay.
Yeah, you're doing all right. I'm having coffee.
Okay.
Always have to have coffee. And I'm sitting here with one of my favorite folks.
Well, so doggone, I tell you what.
Life is good, isn't it?
It is good. It really is.
It is good.
I complain sometimes, but you know, to tell you the truth, with the overall picture, we have nothing to complain about. I mean, we know where this country's heading. We know what's going on. But as far as individuals and you and I and others, I'm sure we'll have to admit, we've been pretty well blessed.
We truly have. We truly have. And let's go ahead and see what gold is doing today. We have gold. You know, this pressure came on gold here in just the last hour and a half of trading. It was, you know, it was hovering around 1411 all day long, 1410. We had a high of almost 1416. Last minute of trade down 11 bucks at 1403. Silver up 16 cents at 1561. Also had a little pressure on that here at going into the end of trading. For the day, platinum was down 3 at 843, but palladium took a big dive today, down almost 2.75%, down 41 points at $1,528, So that might have pulled down some of the other ones, but I would expect that the dollar is stronger again, 0.47 at 97.39. So, you know, this morning it was weaker. So, you know, that did have a big reversal on the dollar. And the paper markets today, you're looking at the Dow is down 23 points. I'm tired of saying these big numbers. I wish they would just correct. So I can say the Dow is 3,000 instead of 27,335. The NASDAQ was down 35 at 8,222. The S&P was down 10. 3,004. And 10-year yield today, 2.12%. That was stronger by 0.03. Not a lot of action either, the European or Asian markets. And Bitcoin's been taking a dive of late. It's already breaking. It was down 10% today. So, and let's see if there's anything else of interest. Butch, there's
yes.
Just so much distractions going on.
Oh, there are. There really
know?
Are. We'll discuss
and,
some of those. There really are.
And, you know, of course, the biggest one was from Trump's tweet on Sunday, basically telling folks, I'm not even sure he actually zeroed out these four. I never heard him mention anything about color in his
not
tweet.
No, there
wasn't one word in there. It just so happened that these, and they are basically communists. I mean, you know, with what they're wanting to bring to this country,
you know
their policies.
They have to be the racists because they're the one keeps bringing race up.
Yep.
Yeah, they're the racists. They are the racists. I'm serious about that. They're the racists. Color of skin has nothing to do with the type of individual they are. If they're communists, they may be black, white, pink, or purple. I don't care. They're still communists. And they're racist because they keep bringing the race card out. That's racism. And I'm sick of hearing it myself. I really am.
And, you know, and my question, what was the point of all this from Trump's tweet? I mean, where did this come from out of the blue? And Pat Buchanan had a nice... He wrote about it last night, you know, and there's only one statement that made sense of everything. And he talked about, you know, all this fighting between and the Democrats. But his last statement is Trump is driving a wedge. And this was Trump's this was his mission when he did these tweets. He's driving a wedge right through the Democratic Party between its moderate and militant wings. With his attacks over the last 48 hours, Trump has signaled whom he prefers as his opponent in 2020. It is not Biden, it is the squad. And so, and referencing these, I think Buchanan is spot on. This Trump's
divide and conquer.
This is what Trump was doing, yeah.
Divide and conquer.
Yep. Yep. You know,
let's face it, with all sincerity, I mean, this is terrible to say, and we'll share this point in a minute, but Biden is conservative compared to most of these people. You know, I mean, that is really sad to have to say that, but it's true. I mean, when somebody like Biden becomes conservative, you have to imagine how bad the other ones are. It's hard to believe.
And that's my question. If Trump is signaling that he's not concerned about Biden, I don't know. He can't get ugly with Biden, I don't think. I think Trump's, the way he attacks and so forth, I don't think he can do that with Biden.
Well, you know, Natural News, I'm sure you've heard Natural News.
Mm-hmm.
Generally a pretty good source. Saying that there's a chance that Biden is planning to drop out of the 2020 race because of health issues. It says complaining privately to staff and security, including his Secret Service detail that he has because he's born vice president. Day 76, they're slurring his words, he has memory problems, and they're even having coughing fits similar to those experienced by Hillary Clinton. So anyway, that's some Natural News. I mean, this is generally a fairly good source. And as also was mentioned on InfoWars, for whatever that's worth.
You know, I saw an interview this morning with Biden. It was a real recent. I don't know if it was today or yesterday. And there was no mention that he was going to be dropped. I mean, no. Now, I don't know what the Democrats' plan is. It's going to be an ugly. It's going to be an ugly election.
Well, according to that, it's going to be the worst in living history.
I don't think he's going to drop out due to his health. Every time somebody sneezes or has a bad day, all of a sudden, you know, they're going to be dropping out because of their health and so forth. So,
I just know that they are saying, some articles are saying that this can be the worst, the dirtiest election in living memory. It says the 2020 election will likely be the most toxic in living memory. That's the unavoidable conclusion after President Trump on Monday defended his tweets the previous day. Now, I don't know what all this is about, but Lindsey Graham, a Trump critic turned ally, said on Fox and Friends that the president ought to aim higher, but also blasted the president's targets, including Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, as a bunch of communists. And he's right on the money. They are communists, but so are half the Republicans, for goodness sake.
Yep.
And yes, they are anti-Semitic, and they are anti-American. Anytime you're communist, you're anti-American, because America was built on the idea of free enterprise as a republic, not a democracy. But be that as it may, this could be a really, really nasty election. I mean, you talk about mudslinging and oh my.
I think Buchanan is right. I think he would rather fight those that have those leanings toward communism or communists as they may be, or socialists and so forth, because he can destroy them. His base would come out in droves. But with someone with Biden, he can't. I don't think he can do that.
And, well, you know, most of the Democratic Party thinks Biden is too conservative.
Yeah.
I mean, again, I'm laughing about that. It's not really funny, but it's insane that someone that far to the left of center is considered conservative. That shows how much our nation has drifted in our lifetime, Melody. I mean, in our lifetime, and we're not 105 years old, it's drifted a lot in the last 20, 30 years. Unbelievably. And the people accept a whole lot more in that direction than we ever thought possible, especially the younger generations. they have this idea that they assume, and they have the idea that everything should be given to them, and it usually kind of is, but it's moved this further and further in the direction of what Nikita Khrushchev said. He said he would hang bury us without firing a shot, and we'd hang ourselves, and he'd sell us rope to do it with. And that's more or less been the truth. They haven't fired a shot, so to speak. But we're going their direction, aren't we?
We are.
Really, that's really sad. The once best nation in the world, at one time they envied the world because of what it stood for and what she could do for people that come over here to become legal citizens, had become a laughing stock because people now are coming across here for welfare. As a matter of fact, we'll discuss this more in a minute. There are some immigrants that are suing the government for $3 million apiece because of separating at the border. This is what America has become. And I don't care whether you like to hear it or not, that doesn't change the fact.
I think also what we're truly experiencing, and I mean, we've always said this, it's all the same. There is no difference.
Mm-hmm.
It's just being presented differently. And it's being presented differently so that actually the other half of this country has something to support. But it's all the same. We talked about yesterday. We talked about, there's a meeting. The elite of the world is meeting to commemorate the Bretton Woods agreement and how they might forge ahead in the future, the monetary systems and policies. Who's in? How many of the U.S. politicians and you don't hear anything about that being talked about?
No,
you know that you begins don't. That begins this week. So the elite are still in control. They control the money. It doesn't matter what happens everywhere else. If they control the money, they control everything.
Well, that's what Rothschild said, wasn't it? I don't care.
One of them did.
Yeah, I think Angel said it. It doesn't make any difference who's in office. As long as he controls the money supply, he controls the nation.
And controls the world.
And that's the truth. That is absolutely the truth. But now, they're more in the open than they used to be because people have become accustomed to a lot of things that before we wouldn't have stood for. We wouldn't let it happen. But we are now because we've become accustomed to it. And
no,
it took a long time.
Not that we've become accustomed to it. We've been absorbed into it.
Well, but again, we didn't have to be. We could have stood up and said, we're not going that direction. But it comes in so easy.
But they dangled the carrot.
They did. That's it. That's the whole point.
They dangled the carrot and the Pied Piper, and everyone followed right down to the cliff. And we are
good.
At the cliff.
It sounds good.
And yeah, it does sound good. And they've weaved the web around everyone, and they can't back out of it. Few will. But and this is exactly why it's. The elites are still in control. It's not the swamp in D.C. Those are just puppets. Those are just those who carry out their orders.
Well,
you know?
Again, apathy is that can lead to destruction. Ignorance can also, according to the scriptures, too. But apathy is absolutely the final straw that destroys a nation. You know, people don't care about a whole lot of anything as long as they have their toys and their lifestyle hasn't changed a whole lot. They'll accept about anything. And that's really what America's become. An apathetic people that are just waiting for the next new phone to come out or whatever. That's all they live for.
And it's just like, you know, we have the Fed meeting and they're going to, you know, there's 100% of financial analysts who think that, Powell is going to, Jerome Powell, the Fed chairman, is going to lower rates a quarter point. You know, the White House, the administration, and Wall Street wants a half a point. He'll probably do a quarter point. I'm thinking, why would he need to do anything if all of our numbers are so strong? And it's just like everybody thinks that Jerome Powell is getting pressure from President Trump. You know, who controls the Fed? It isn't.
Right.
Has everyone forgotten?
It's
that
not,
the Federal
it's not
Reserve
the
is a private corporation?
That's right. Bankers that it's, are running it.
Bankers are running it. You're Goldman Sachs. You don't hear anybody talking about bad things about Goldman Sachs anymore. It's like everything is okay all of a sudden because, and you know, hey, it's, and again, I'm not criticizing this administration. I'm just saying things haven't changed. Things aren't going to change. It's just the noise that's making you think that things have changed. It's the Federal Reserve is get their walking orders. They get their papers, their direction from Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, all the bankers. That's who controls the Federal Reserve. I mean, certainly it's all about Wall Street. No one's talking about the debt. I was reading headlines today. They're close to a debt agreement. Really? They probably are, because if they don't come to an agreement, the system is going to come down before they're ready. So they're going to do whatever they have to do in order to get it approved. And it's like no one cares about the debt. You just keep throwing money at it. It's, you know, they're going to print and print and print. You've got the taxpayers. They'll keep paying. You know, as long as they think their little 401s and their retirement accounts and so forth, and I don't mean to belittle those, but as long as they're strong, everyone's happy. And as long as you keep paying more taxes, who cares? The system's still going. It's really brilliant the way they've been able to keep this, you know, going
for over 100 years. They've done this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even
since the Great Recession.
Yeah.
You know, let's just go back. You know how many years? So it's
amazing.
Truly bizarre. Yeah, it's amazing. But it's not amazing that we didn't dig our way out of our problem. They've only created it worse. I saw a headline today. In 10 years, in one decade, you're going to have 80 million people retire. What do you think that's going to do to the system? Do you think there's enough taxpayers funneling money into... Do you think these illegal immigrants are going to give money to our issues, give us revenue? I mean, it's just...
ridiculous.
There's no one even thinking logically. There's no common sense in anything. And that's why it's so dangerous. And that's why we're so close to the devastation. We're done with the first 20 minutes, Butch.
We are. Post the break.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Please stay tuned.
We will find you acting on your best.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Gentlemen, you're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. We have 90% silver, 50-cent pieces, and we have a 1/10 ounce American Gold Eagle. And your total price for this package is $468. And if you purchase two packages, we'll include the shipping. You'll get free shipping. So a great little deal. $468 for $25 face value of 90% silver. These are 50-cent pieces. And a 1/10 ounce American Gold Eagle coin. Everyone just loves these little specials. And they're great little buys. It's always something to accumulate, put it away. And it does add up after a period of time. So we, you know, intentionally make these little packages so they're available to more people. You can buy one or 100 of these packages. So they're great buys. 90% silver is a great buy at this time, particularly the 50-cent pieces. 800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And, you know, a lot of issues that are still being talked about is our trade issues, the new trade agreement or the tariffs and everything with China. And, Butch, we know that. I just want to touch on this a little bit with the where we are at this trade process with China. And, you know, back on June 29th, which wasn't that long ago, both these leaders, China and President Trump, agreed to resume trade talks. They had officially broken off early in May, and the U.S. had accused China of backtracking on previous commitments. Since then, you've had negotiators. They've held a phone conversation with their Chinese counterparts, but there have been no set date for a face-to-face type of meeting. And in addition, China has not made any major agricultural purchases since that meeting in Osaka on June 29th, as Trump said they'd promised to do. And meanwhile, a Chinese foreign ministry spokesperson today reiterated his government's plans to sanction companies involved in a recently announced U.S. military weapons sale to Taiwan. The arms sale to Taiwan has violated the basic norms of international law, international relations, and the One China Principle, and the three communiques, which help establish diplomatic relations between Beijing and Washington. And so with this, you had China. They added a new member to its negotiating team, the country's commerce minister, Hong Shang, who is seen as a hardliner by many officials in Washington. And again, they said that the U.S. Side has provoked economic and trade frictions against us. This is coming from this new country's commerce minister, and violated the principles of the WTO like they haven't before. But, you know, with all the money manipulation and so forth. But it says it is a typical of unilateralism and protectionism. We have to uphold our warrior spirit and firmly defending national and people's interests in defending the multilateral trading system. And, of course, this is what he told the People's Daily, and that's the official newspaper of the Communist Party in China. And so this trade progress has been in reverse. So it doesn't seem like there's any headway in this with the U.S. and China in regards to any type of trade discussions. And
well, you speak of that, and I'll mention this real quickly, the tariffs are hurting a lot of people, including the farmers. It seems like banks are starting to give up the idea of lending the money to farmers. They just are not making it, and they're for different reasons, for the crop failures and, of course, for the tariffs. So banks are just about ready to quit supporting farmers and lending to farmers. That's not a good sign.
No, it isn't. And, you know, and it's you know, I don't know, with the rains from this last storm down in Gulf, it did head up to sort of the center of the United States. I don't know if that hampered any more of these crops that had a difficult time being planted this year and so forth. So certainly, and again, this all relates to, you know, you got a lot of bad loans that are going to be going belly up, and a lot of bankruptcies, and of course, higher food prices. And not only that, it just doesn't affect people's food prices, but a lot of that corn is feeder corn.
Sure.
And where does that feeder corn go to?
Goes to meat prices.
Goes to the meat prices. So again, you're going to see, you know, pricing that you probably won't think of as being affected, but when you see beef prices rise, maybe it won't be this year. I don't know how much the silos hold and, you know, if it's really based on this year's pricing, but we're going to see it. And probably, as usual, when anything happens, it always happens at the worst time when something else is going on. So it just does a double whammy on everything. And it, some other trade news I think is kind of interesting. We know that there's been a lot of pressure for the ratification of the new NAFTA agreement. You know, all three countries, Mexico, Canada, and the United States, all signed it almost a year ago. It has yet to be ratified by any of the three countries. And what's interesting, you can see bones being thrown to both Mexico, I think, and to Canada. On Friday, Trump decided against imposing restraints on uranium imports for national security reasons. He's rejecting the conclusions of a probe by the U.S. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross. He says he does not concur with the Secretary's finding that uranium imports threaten to impair the national security of the United States as defined under Section 232 of the Act. Mr. Trump concluded on Friday, although he agrees with the Secretary's findings, raised significant concerns. The point is, this is kind of like an olive branch for the Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, because he's not imposing restraints on uranium imports. And guess who imports a lot of uranium to the United States? Canada.
Wow.
And we know Justin Trudeau was just in Washington last month. So again, you know, this benefits Canada. And President Trump is rejecting any conclusions by the Commerce Secretary. So I find that kind of interesting. No one talks about it. I don't even think anybody mentioned it on the mainstream media news. Is this a big deal? Well, kind of.
You know, but those topics kind of fade out of the picture so we can fight over races.
That's right. That's right.
You know, that's what happened there. I mean, the smoke and mirrors are working very well.
They are.
And
they are.
Did you hear the article that about the earthquake numbers in the world today? In the last, I mean, this year?
No, but I just saw this headline. I just wanted to, before you go there.
Sure, go ahead, yes.
I hope my volume. The floor fight erupts as Pelosi speaks ahead of vote to condemn Trump's racist comment. A floor fight in the House. Oh, hold on a second. Let me see if I can turn this down. Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. I'm having to use two computers because my other one keeps freezing, but nobody believes me, but... But anyway, for some reason I can't. Here we go. See if we can get some details on this. contentious floor fight in the House of Representatives on Tuesday afternoon as Speaker Pelosi spoke in favor of a proposed resolution condemning racist comments. Let me see who was fighting. It doesn't really say who was fighting. It was just maybe it was just a verbal. Maybe it was just all verbal fighting. I don't know if it came to blows. It looks like it was just verbal fighting. How ridiculous, you know? This whole thing is so ridiculous.
It is. It just kind of makes you sick of your stomach. Think about how far we have sunk into such depravity and such ignorance.
Really?
It makes you sick of your stomach. Yes, it really does.
But anyway, go ahead and talk about it. I thought this was something.
Anyway, because I think this is important. You know, they call it the Ring of Fire. You've heard of that, I'm sure.
Yes.
But the number of global earthquakes is 3 times above normal. Now listen to this next couple of sentences. Looking at the entire globe, we have averaged 193 earthquakes of magnitude 1.5 or greater per day so far in 2019. That is very high, but it pales in comparison to what we have witnessed over the last week. Now, Melanie, listen to this. This is amazing. Within the last 7 days, our planet has experienced an average of more than 677 earthquakes of magnitude 1.5 or greater per day. Now, is that film prophecy about earthquakes in diverse places? Almost 700 earthquakes a day worldwide. That is absolutely phenomenal. And that's 1.5 or greater. Now I realize 1.5 is not a earth shattering out at one time. But you have about 700 of them over and over again. Something's moving, is it not?
Yeah, it is. I don't know what the average earthquake, though, per day is.
Well, they said that they average 1.5 or greater. And there's been almost 700 of them every day. Almost 700 a day.
Yeah, but how many is average, though, for per day? Do you know?
Well, this says they've been averaging 677 earthquakes each day the last week.
670, so they have
Yes, they have 677 every day. There've been 193 earthquakes per day average since the beginning of this year, which is 3 times what it was last year. In the last 7 days, almost 700 earthquakes per day.
Wow.
To me, that's quite startling. I mean, that something's going to give. You know that. Something
you would think.
Has to give. I mean, if they're shaking that much everywhere, I don't care if they're 1.5 or 2.0, whatever they are, that with all that shaking, something's going to bust. And people don't want to believe this, but I can prove this by going online and looking for yourself, that earthquakes can be caused. Men have the ability to cause earthquakes and control weather, actually. I've got copies of treaties where they've agreed not to do that with other nations. But nonetheless, it's happening this almost 700 times a day now in the last week. That is,
wow.
That is something to think about. Something to think
it
about.
It is.
And Deutsche Bank is still in a mess. I guess you've seen that also.
Yes.
I mean, the clients are pulling out $1 billion a day from their from the bank, and that is I don't know how much they can stand to that. But it says in any case, now that Rentec is long gone, and question about the viability of Deutsche Bank are swirling. Yes, it won't be insolvent overnight, but like the world's biggest melting ice cube, simply no equity value there anymore. Everyone else has decided to cut their counterparty risk with the bank with the $45 trillion in derivatives. And according to Bloomberg, Deutsche Bank clients, mostly hedge funds, have started a bank run, which has culminated in $1 billion per day being pulled from the bank. $45 trillion in derivatives. And derivatives are kind of like Federal Reserve notes, promises to pay, right?
Promises to pay.
And they're worth nothing. And it's starting to catch up to them. Deutsche Bank is one of the world leaders. If they would go under, what would that mean? I mean, this is a big chain, link in the chain here, is it not?
Pardon? Yes, you're right. You're right.
So what's that going to mean?
Well, you know, it's just another sign. It's another symptom. It's another 2x4 floating through the air, and I'm not sure which one is going to hit first. And, you know, I was reading about corporate loans. They're beginning to – there was a big one that failed. No one's talking about it. And it's just the same – it's, you know, it's just the same old thing. No one talks about the important things until it's too late. We're all absorbed in you know, the fight that's going on, you know, in D.C. with the Democrats. Like, yeah, to some degree, it's like, yeah, okay, yeah, call them out. I can back that. I can support – call them out. Call them what they are. Communists, okay. But what's it accomplishing? Nobody really... It doesn't accomplish anything. It supports those that already know it and believe it. We know it. So Deutsche Bank is, you know, pretty much the same thing. We know it's going to fail. But they're going to pump money into that to keep it from failing until they have it, you know, situated so that the powers to be don't get hurt. You know, they got to all protect their assets first. So, and again, you don't know. It's just the same. It's the same thing, Butch. It's the same. It's the same thing. Different day.
And again, as the song saying, Cher saying, and the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on. Yeah.
On.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that's true. And the article I did want to share it really quick too is that. The world acquires more gold while China is dumping treasuries. And I thought this one sentence summed this up. So while we are working like slaves to pay our taxes, China using our labor taxes paid to them to build a better global economic and financial system that does not include you and I. That's something to think about. I mean, they're dumping our treasuries, and they're using our tax dollars to support their own economy. Wow, Melody, that's a pretty good game for them. I mean, you know, this is all going to, it's like, I can't remember what you call the game where you put up a pile of blocks and you try to sneak out a block. You know, each player takes out one little block at a time, so hoping it won't fall, and the one who takes out the block and it falls loses the game. You know what I'm talking about? You seen that game?
Yeah.
Okay.
I sure have.
That's what's going on here. They're taking out a block here and a block there and hoping it won't fall until somebody else's turn. And I wonder, you know, with this, the world buying gold, China dumping treasuries, tax, and our tax dollars supporting China, I have to wonder how many more blocks it's going to take before the whole thing collapses. I mean, this is some serious stuff. Think about it. It won't go on forever. It can't.
No, it won't. And the thing of it is the fundamentals that support everything, there just isn't anything. And that's what's telling us it's going to happen sooner than later. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, as we're heading into a break sooner than later.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today. today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 800-375-4188. What's next, Butch?
Well, I just, this is kind of a shocker. I didn't, you know, I looked at it and I just read it to double check it. Black home ownership drops to an all-time low. It says, while Hispanic home ownership rate is on the rise, the black home ownership rate has fallen 8.6% percentage points since its peak in 2004, hitting the lowest level on record in the first quarter of this year, according to census data. This divergence marks the first time in more than two decades that Hispanics and blacks, the two largest racial and ethnic minorities in the U.S., are no longer following the same path when it comes to owning homes. Analysts say black communities have struggled to recover financially since the housing crisis, which has kept homeownership out of reach. A decades-long legacy of housing segregation has also made many would-be black buyers wary of returning to the market after losing their homes. So, you know, there was a time in America when owning your home was American dream. You remember that, I'm sure.
Yes.
And I don't care what color you are. Everyone likes to think about having their own home, their own piece of their own, you know, private property. And I hate to hear that. I do. I don't know whose all's fault it is, but I still hate to hear it. The black folks, a lot of them are absolutely hard workers, good people. And the young people say, well, he's probably racist. He called us black. But anyway, I don't know. But it's just a sad situation, and I hate to see that happening. Especially when they bring migrants over here and giving them free places to live. That bothers me a lot.
Well, you know, I think this is another sign of the detachment from the American dream of owning your home anymore. And I mean, when you look at the costs involved, the system is designed with property taxes and everything. It's almost like the you know, welfare. It's designed so you don't do better. Our whole system seems to be designed so we don't do better. And it seems that way because you're penalized.
That's true.
For trying to better yourself in today's world.
That's true.
And certainly there isn't anything trickling down. And I mean, you're penalized for going to college due to the debt load that you end up carrying. I mean, it's so everything that we try to do, the buying our home. I mean, there's talks of taking the mortgage interest away, you know, so that penalty is there. You don't get any benefits. You know, housing prices are so high to where there's no heck, there wasn't any affordable housing when housing prices, the median house was $125,000. If you go back to what the dollar purchased at that time. There's been no affordable housing in this country for a very, very long time.
That's true.
Everything is set up. And I think having this number come out in today's world, they're just the segment of the population that has been hit first, perhaps, since the Great Recession. So,
well, you know, I talk to people around here a lot.
It's declining.
That's true. And many people around here tell me they can't afford to buy and they can't afford the rent. Rent right now, because there's some business going through here, the gas workers are here and the rent and everything they can find, rent's out of sight. So people can't afford to rent and can't afford to buy. You got to live somewhere. So that's really a sad situation.
And that's why the homeless, you live in your cars, you live in your street. That's why those numbers are increasing. And things are becoming too expensive. Why? is because of our fiat dollar. It takes more of those dollars to buy things. It's not going to change. It's not going to get better. It's going to continue. Your dollars are going to buy less and less. It's not due to prosperity. It's not due to supply and demand. It's due to a fiat dollar.
And what you just said, fiat dollar, I bet 5% of Americans, and no more than 10 possibly percent, know what you mean when you say fiat money, fiat currency.
No, they don't.
They don't have any idea because they've never known anything but fiat. You know, they were brought up in the idea that dollar's a dollar, and what's backing it? Well, don't know, but it's a dollar. Yeah, and I've told many people this. I've done teachings in church on real money and showed what it is. Some of them get it and go, wow. And they become angry, and they should. Some of them shrug their shoulders and going back to what they were doing. So, you know, it's at least 90% of the population has no idea what a fiat currency is. Like, heck, they deal in paper, they deal in digits on a computer, they deal in Bitcoin, which is nothing but a blip. If they don't realize that's worth nothing, how are you going to convince them a piece of green paper is worth nothing?
As long as it spends, they're happy.
That's exactly right.
As long as they can buy things on sales, and you know, I look for sales, and you know, it's not that we're better or we know more or anything else. It's a lot of it, Butch, is just common sense, and that's something that a lot of people fail to have.
Well, we do know more, and that's not boasting. That's just we've learned. But we're caught in the same snare.
Sure.
You walk into a Go-Mart or Sears, where you may be shopping, where you can find a place to shop. You walk in, and if you give them a silver dollar, they have no idea what you got. They don't know. They don't know that's worth 18 fiat currency paper bills. They don't know that. So you use paper bills. That's what they understand. That's how dumbed down we are as a people. We don't know what real money is. So we all, including you and I, are caught up in the same snares in the idea of passing debt to other people. We never really pay off a debt. We just pass it on to somebody else with that Federal Reserve note. People need to think about that.
But it is
what it is.
It is what it is.
But now, you know that the article here, this was on the 15th, this was what, been yesterday. Trump ends asylum protection for most migrants at U.S.-Mexican border. And it says, and what we suspect will be immediately greeted by the avalanche of we're a nation of legal immigrants and calls of racism and Hitler. AP reports that the Trump administration on Monday moved to end asylum protection for the Central American migrants. According to a new rule published in the Federal Register, asylum seekers who pass through another country first will be ineligible for asylum at the U.S. border, at the U.S. southern border. Good for them.
Yeah.
Stay where they come in another country. Stay there, perhaps. Why they come here? And we know, of course, that there's a big uproar because ICE was going to do some raids in some major cities across the country and arrest people that have been here illegally for 20 years. Melody, maybe I'm wrong on this, but I don't think they've been here for 20 days or 20 years. Illegal is still illegal, is it not?
It is, but I'll tell you what, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense. And I'm not playing the bleeding heart liberal here, but it does kind of make me wonder. You go after someone who's been here for 20 years, but yet you're bringing them in by the truckloads and releasing them.
That's what I'm saying, but yes.
So,
absolutely.
I don't get it.
Well, I don't either, except the fact that if they are starting to cut down on the illegal immigrants coming across and asylum seekers that can stay somewhere else, and now we have asylum separated migrant families are suing U.S. government for $3 million each. Six families are suing the government for $3 million per person per family.
They're suing the taxpayers.
That's the whole point. That is the whole point. And I have to agree with Trump. If you don't like being in a holding pen, don't try to come in here illegally. That's fair.
I mean, go to where you're supposed to go to.
That's exactly right.
Deal with the process. I don't think it's the people that are there and that are being held and so forth. It's the politicians. It's the bleeding heart liberals who are down there crying that these, you know, yeah, they get food, they get water, they understand the process. They know they're not going to be staying at the Hilton when they come in, you know, when they apply for asylum. Yeah, I get. They know what's going on, and all these children that come here without their parents. Has anybody been to any of these countries? When you're driving down the street, I remember someone used to talk about you have little kids coming up to your windows wanting to wash them, but you know, so they can make a couple pennies. Most of these kids are coming. They live on the street, and it's like it's a different world. But yet, the Democrat, the bleeding heart liberals. Make this picture like these are children, and children are children. I'm getting myself into trouble, but there is a difference. Probably what? Most of the kids that come here without parents, they're probably living on the street in those countries. They're probably,
probably
street
true.
Dwellers. You know, they probably go about, and yeah, who knows how they survive. It's terrible that these children have to live that way. But the point of it is, they're coming here and process them as they should. So they probably, as President Trump says, they're probably in better living conditions here in those holding facilities than from the country that they came from.
That's probably very true also.
So,
I mean, I've done travel overseas, and I'll tell you right now that some of the things I've seen in places I have been, and now this is going back a while in Laos, Thailand, Vietnam. No. Those facilities are much better accommodations than what I saw a lot of them living. Much, much better. So, you know, but it is all about causing division and beating hearts. And
it is.
It's all about that. And I guess you saw I can't remember who Oscar Cortez was talking to when she brought up this issue about separating families. And the gentleman said, if we arrest somebody in the street for drugs, we immediately separate them from the children. We take the children and we take them to prison. There is no difference. Illegal is illegal. If they come across illegally, they are criminals, and they do not deserve to be united to family. They must be separated and punished for what they've done. And that's the same thing goes for a thief or a drug dealer. Why do they deserve special attention?
I mean, this statement has been said 1,000 times. If you're coming to this country and you want to be an American, why would you want to be illegal?
Totally agree.
Because once you come into this country illegal, then there's other illegal things that you have to do to stay here. So you're just not doing one illegal thing. You're going to be doing multiple illegal things.
Well, it just goes on and on.
Because you don't pay your taxes. That's illegal.
Right. But now we're giving them driver's license, Melody. They can vote, by the way, motor voter laws. If they get a driver's license, that means they can vote, right? Is that not right?
Yeah.
I mean, it takes a driver's license. We give them legal driver's license.
Yep, with a picture.
So that means they can vote. They probably already are, but that just makes it easier.
Just makes it easier. But again, it's illegal. So not only do they come to this country illegal, that's just not the first illegal thing that they do. They do multiple things.
Yes, they do.
And maybe not by choice. Well, it is by choice.
Well, we can find all kinds of excuses.
But it's the politicians, it's the politicians that are making this deal. And you know what? It's Congress's problem. But we know what they do. They do absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing.
And they never will.
And they never will.
I don't care. I don't care if they're blue or red. I don't care. They never will. They haven't in my lifetime, and they never will.
And I'm tired of everybody listening to these people, the news media and the media. It's all about we want free this, free that, free this. We want to do this for this people, that people. When did it become about people? It's supposed to be about our country. It's supposed to be about our rights, our liberties, our freedoms. It's just like it's just gotten so weird, Butch.
It has.
It's just It's all about who, what is, everybody wants something.
And you always have bleeding hearts who want to give them everything they want. But, you know, you said that you were helping other people.
But even
and
they do that for election purposes.
That's exactly right. I agree. And I like to tell people also, I truly, really do, but I need to feed my own family. You know, before you tell me I clean up my backyard, clean up your own backyard. Let's get ours in order and then go from there. You know, we have people here that are literally starving to death, that want to work, that they're living on nothing, and poverty, and many veterans even who, whether you agree to wars, not much of a difference. They serve their country, and they're hurting. But we're sending money to people that are illegals because we have bleeding hearts in Congress, and we don't give a hoot, you know, where about the veterans.
All right, I got a question for you.
Yes.
This is a project for you until Thursday.
Okay, homework.
How do we fix, what's the number one thing, number two, because I know what your number one is. What would be your number two law, legislation that you would do to begin? And I'm sure there's multiple ones, but how do we fix this?
If the people want it might happen, but it can't be fixed now because the people are not ready to put up what it's going to take to fix it.
That's true. Anyway, we're out of time, ladies and gentlemen. I want to thank you for joining us today. Remember, give Discount Gold and Silver Trading the call, 1-800-375-4188. We'll be back tomorrow. So until then, have a good evening, and may God bless.
I have a plan. If I got me a well-being.